So we are together, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to learn a little bit about Chanukah. And we are going to cover some great ideas together that are quite life-changing. My son came back from school and he asked the following question. On Chanukah, we say, Al Hanisim Val HaPulkan, we thank God Almighty for the miracles. If somebody is saying Birkat HaMazon, we're eating over here, you finish, you want to say Birkat HaMazon, you have to say Al Hanisim, you have to thank Hashem for the miracles that Hashem did in those days, but at this time of year. Let's say they forgot it. They forgot Al Hanisim. They continue. Then they remember, oh, I forgot Al Hanisim. What should they do? The halacha says, once you forget Al Hanisim, too late. But in Birkat HaMazon, in Harachaman, you can mention a certain prayer. Harachaman, you God are merciful. Remember the miracles that you did in those days and please perform for us miracles nowadays. Okay, that's the gist. Ask my kid, he got it from his Rebbe in school. He says the following question, I don't understand that. The guy who's saying Al Hanisim properly, he just thanks God for the miracles. But the guy that forgets, he gets to ask God for more miracles. How's that work? How's that fair? It should be the other way around. It should be the guy that got it right. He says, thank you, God, for the miracles. Please give us miracles. This is a time of miracles. Chanukah is a time of miracles. And the guy that forgot, he gets penalized. So why is it the other way around? He gave an incredible answer. And he said the following. A person that thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes like connected to Hashem so much, they don't need to ask. Already HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see what they need and is ready to produce the miracles. When we thank Hashem, thank you, and we actually mean it, immediately, just like a father and a son comes and thank you so much, thank you for the best present. The father immediately wants to give more. So immediately over here, person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's not a person, God Almighty, wants to give more. Got it? So what we're learning today is Hoda'ah. Chanukah, it says, Chanukah was fixed, not because of, there's two miracles, not because of the victory against the Greeks, but because of the miracle of the menorah, of the lights. So the question is, why? Why don't we celebrate specifically the victory? It's much stronger. And the answer is, it's all about the Hoda'ah. It's all about giving thanks. Now, there's two things to thank Hashem for. One is the open miracle, which is the war. And one is the hidden miracle, which is the candle lighting. Famous question of the Beit Yosef. Beit Yosef says, if every single day we are lighting the candles for 8 days, the first day was not a miracle. It was a big deal. It's supposed to last for the first day. The next 7 days were miracles. So what is the miracle that why are we lighting? First day was a miracle because they found the oil. The first day was a miracle because of the celebration of the war. The first day was a miracle because they poured a little bit each day and rather than the full amount. But that's three answers. The fourth answer is the first day was a miracle, meaning the fact that oil lights is in itself a miracle. It's just that we got used to the fact that oil lights. It's got the properties. It's got everything that needs to be, but it's a miracle. And the problem is we don't recognize all the miracles that are happening to us on a daily basis. Massive miracles that are happening to us on a daily basis. So what happened? There was a rabbi. The rabbi, the Gerer Rebbe. So the Gerer Rebbe came once, and the Gerer Rebbe said, somebody came to the Gerer Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, I have not married off my kids. I don't have parnasa. I don't have anything ready. What? And he starts bursting out. What does Hashem want for me? So the Gerer Rebbe said to him, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever thanked God? Have you ever thanked God? So he says, the guy is religious. Of course I thank God. I thank God every day. I say, Modim anachnu noch. I take a drink. I make shakol mihi abidvaro. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. No. Have you ever taken a few proper minutes to thank God? So it's like, not really. I thank Hashem all the time. That's what every Jew does. So the Rebbe said, listen, I want you to go and thank God and then ask Hashem. So the guy said, how do I do it? Give me the exact ingredients to this recipe of success, Rebbe. How do you do it? You know what the Rebbe said? 60-40. What does that mean, 60-40? 60-40. Every day in your prayer, you're going to be praising Hashem and you're going to be thanking Hashem. How much praise and how much thanks? 40% praise. 60% thanks. You hear what we're saying? Person prays for 100 minutes. 40 is praise. 60 is thanks. He said, Rebbe, you're crazy. I can't do that. How am I going to pray for so long to thank Hashem? What am I going to? He says, take a piece of paper and write it down. What should I write down? Think about it. Did you have parents? I had parents. Make a tick. Thank God I had. Thank you, Hashem, that I had parents. Thank you, Hashem, that my parents, they changed my nappy. Thank you that they sent me to an education. Thank you that I can speak Hebrew. I can speak Yiddish. I can speak English. I can speak whatever language you can speak and you don't have a lisp. Thank you, Hashem, that I can see. Thank you, Hashem, that I can hear. Thank you, Hashem, that I can move and I'm not bedridden right now. Thank you, Hashem, that I can go out and I can breathe. Thank you, Hashem, that I can taste the different tastes. Thank you, Hashem, that I have a fridge in my house. Thank you, Hashem, that I have a freezer in my house. Tick. Thank you, Hashem, that I have heating in my house. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I've got to this age and I'm still around when people are not. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm married. Are you married? I'm married. Do you have any children? Yes, I have children. Do you have any friends? How are the chins? What kind of a society? Have you ever read books? Have you read Torah? Have you learned? Are you accomplished? Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that you have in this world. 60% of the time is thanks, and 40% is praise. So what did the guy do? The guy went back. And within a year, his kids were all, the ones that were marriageable age, were all engaged. Unfortunately, his great auntie that he didn't even know existed passed away and left a very big sum of money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him in many different ways. Why? Because the minute that we say, Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov, Ki LaOlam Chasdo, we come to a realization that LaOlam Chasdo, his chesed is always. So think about those words a minute. That's the famous words of saying thank you to Hashem. Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov, give thanks to Hashem Ki Tov, because he is good. Ki LaOlam Chasdo, because he's good forever. What are we saying? What are we saying? What does that mean? And we say it in Hallel. How many times do we say it in Hallel? So the Ashkenazim, they say it 4 times. Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov, Ki LaOlam Chasdo, Yomu, Na, Yireh Hashem, at the end, Bet Aharon. And each time they're saying, Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov, Ki LaOlam Chasdo, 4 times there, and 2 at the end, Hodu LaHashem twice is 6. We're thanking Hashem. What do those words mean? Thank you, Hashem, Ki LaOlam Chasdo, because you are forever good. Your goodness is forever. A deeper meaning is, La'olam can also mean hidden. Ne'elam. The world that we live in is called Olam. Why is it called Olam? Because it's a hidden world. Who's hiding in this world? Hashem is hiding in this world. Hashem is hiding. And you know how you play hide and seek? And you have to go and you have to find? Our aim in this world is to find Hashem. It's hidden. The news hides it. The media hides it. The street hides it. The fashion hides it. He's hiding, but he's everywhere. Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov. Give thanks to Hashem Ki LeOlam Chasdo. Because he's hiding. His chesed is hidden. Every day we are getting his chesed. Every single day. It's hidden, but it's there. And Chanukah is about bringing that chesed, that hoda'ah. The whole point of Chanukah is to give thanks. Halel v'hoda'ah. That's what it says in the Gemara. Halel v'hoda'ah. That's the whole purpose. It's amazing, amazing if you think about it. The Ashkenazim mention it, I'll do 6 times. And how many times do we have a request in Hallel? How many times do we say, Ana Hashem Oshiana? Twice. And how many times do we say, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana? Twice. 4 times Bakasha, 6 times thanks, 60%. Thank Hashem, 40%. The Rebbe got it from. Rabotai, start to think about thanking Hashem on a daily basis. The Rebbe Miger at the time. So another beautiful idea. You know, of all the festivals that we have, Chanukah is similar to one festival. Which one is it? Bang on. Bang on. Here he is. Sukkot. He said straight away, Sukkot. Why? Why is it compared to Sukkot? Both 8 days. If you add Shmini Atzeret, it's 8 days, even though it's a separate thing, correct? Anything else? Any other comment? Huh? Pesach, no. In Chutzlar, it's outside of Israel, it's 8 days. In Israel, it's 7 days. Shavuot is 1 day in Israel. Rosh Hashanah is what? 2 days, right? So which one is it? It's Hanukkah is similar to Sukkot. In what ways? Number one, it's 8 days. Number two, where is Sukkot celebrated? In the house or outside? Outside. Where is Hanukkah celebrated? In the house or outside? Outside. The original mitzvah was to celebrate with a Hanukkah outside of the house and to publicize the miracle. Now we're frightened, we have to go inside, huh? But still today we go outside, we publicize the miracle. There's a massive miracle. 8 days, God was showing, I'm with you. What else? The Gemara tells us if you have a menorah and you want to light it, a massive menorah outside, if it's more than 20 amot, pasul, you can't. 20 amot are roughly 10 meters, you can't. Why? Because you can't define, you can't see properly. The same Gemara says the same thing about Sukkot. If it's more than 20 amot, if your sukkah is more than 20 amot, pasul. What other connection do we have? Sukkot is the end of Sukkot. You have Hoshana Rabbah. It's a time of judgment. The Hasidish Rebbe say, now what you didn't do in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah, you have till Vezot HaBeracha, till the 8th day of Hanukkah, you can still metaken. You can still fix. What else do we have? In the Midbar, in the wilderness, we had 3 shepherds. The first was Moshe Rabbeinu. The second was Aharon HaKohen. The third was Miriam HaNeviah. Each one brought a special miracle with them. Moshe, what was the miracle that he brought to the entire nation? The man. Man. The man fell, the food fell every single day. So long as Moshe was alive, the Jews received manna from heaven. They had food in the desert for 40 years. One tzaddik can give parnasa to an entire generation. An entire generation doesn't even realize it. They think they're making it with the technology and intelligence and Harvard and it, but it's really down to one big tzaddik that's bringing the shefa to the world. Miriam, Bizchut Miriam, the Jewish people had the well. And Bizchut Aharon, the Jewish people had the Ananei HaKavod, the clouds of glory. Those clouds of glory were the protection to Am Yisrael. Those were the protection of Am Yisrael. So which festival is made because of the clouds of glory? Sukkot. We celebrate Sukkot 7 days because of the 7 clouds of glory. And they're the protection. We sit in a sukkah. We go outside to sit in a sukkah, representing God is our protection. We remember God is our protection. We sit in the sukkah. And which festival, other festival do we have because of Aharon HaKohen? It's the festival of Hanukkah. The Maccabees, which tribe were they from? They were all Kohanim. Bimei Matitya, Ben Yochanan HaKohen, Gon Gadol, he was a Kohen. They fought, they were Kohanim. Wow. In fact, every reading that we're going to be reading on Hanukkah, we read about the Nesiim, the princes. When the princes were in the desert and they wanted to offer up an offering in the Mishkan, in the temple that the Jews had built, this wonderful, magnificent temple. And the first day they said, before we start, we want to be there, we want to offer something special up. So God accepted 12 tribes. Each tribe gave up an offering, including Ephraim and Manasseh. Yosef was split into two. So which tribe was missing? The tribe of Levi. Aharon became distraught. He said, wow, my tribe hasn't offered up anything. He became very sad. So what did God do? God came and he comforted him. He said, Aaron, don't worry. They've offered up an offering every single day, but yours is going to be greater. I'm going to let you, you're going to light the candles. Wow. Aharon gets to light the candles, says the Ramban Nachmanides. Aharon, you're going to light the candles, and the candle lighting that you're going to light is going to last forever. Forever. How's it going to last forever? Because in many, many years' time, they're going to come, your descendants, the Chashmonaim, they're going to come, rededicate the temple, And they're going to bring a new festival to the entire Jewish nation. Till today, every day, we are lighting the candles because of them. Whereas the 12 tribes, the princes, they just put it one day and finish. Your mitzvah is greater than theirs. So Sukkot is because of Aharon. And Hanukkah is because of Aharon. Says the Rebbe Milunil. He asked the Bet Yosef question. He says, so why are we celebrating the first day? If the candles lasted for 8 days, the first day was natural. You know what's the celebration? What's the miracle that we're celebrating on the first day? It's the thanks. It's the ability to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the miracle. Thanking God for all the hidden things. The establishment of a festival. That is the establishment of a festival is something that itself is a miracle. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to concentrate on thanking Hashem for everything that we have. There's another connection. The Beit Shammai say, when it comes to Hanukkah, the first night, you know how many candles you should light on the first night, according to Beit Shammai? 8. And the second night, 7. And the third night, 6. They say you should go down the number. Why? They learn it from Sukkot. On Sukkot, the first day, in the times of the temple, 13 bulls were offered up. On the second day, 12 bulls. It goes down. So they said, we'll do the same thing on Hanukkah. But we Paskin, like Beit Hillel, we go up. The first day, 1, 2, because Ma'alin Bakodesh, we go up. When it comes to Kedusha, Divrei Kedusha, we go up. So next time we think about Hanukkah, we need to think about in a different perspective. It's not only about what I can get out of it. It's about appreciating where I am right now. Hanukkah, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, doesn't come necessarily to shine the light. It doesn't necessarily come just to shine out there. It comes to fix and to say, we are now living with Hashem. We are located right now with Hashem, and we thank Hashem for everything that we have at this current moment. I think that's a very, very profound idea when it comes to Hanukkah. And that is why, by the lights, we need to thank Hashem. There's a famous Midrash in Kohelet Rabbah. It's incredible. The Midrash says, the Malach HaMavet came to a person. The angel of death arrived, and he said, your time has come. Imagine the guy, he's hearing directly, his time has come, he's about to leave the world. He's lucky, gets notified beforehand. What would you do if, God forbid, the Malach HaMavet came to you and said, right, your time's up? So he requested one last request. If it was in a prison, maybe he'd request a cigarette. Maybe he'd request a call. Maybe he'd request something. What's the last request? And his last request was, I want a moment to thank God Almighty for everything that He has given me throughout my life. I want that moment. Then you can take me. He stood in the corner and he started thanking Hashem and ticking off those boxes that I mentioned to you before. Thank you for this. Thank you for this relationship. Thank you for the parents. Thank you for the society. Thank you for the business. Thank you for the life. Thank you for the good times. Thank you for the ability to see, to hear, to feel. Thank you for everything. And when he finished, he came and says, okay, I'm ready. And the Malach HaMavet said to him, my ability to take you from this world has now been taken. I can no longer take you, and you will be now living longer, and I have to go. The Midrash in Kohelet Rabbah is teaching us something so important. How many people face difficult opportunities, and what do? They blame. It's a blame game. This one, that one, I'm in trouble. I'm hurt. You don't understand me. But they're not seeing the big picture. The big picture is the blessings in their life. And if they were to do the 60-40, if they were to concentrate, if we were to concentrate much more on the thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the gates of heavens would open to the bracha. May we utilize this time by the lights, this holy time, the time of miracles, like this Al HaNisim, where we just thank Hashem for everything that He does. Stand by the lights and thank Hashem. Half an hour, the first half an hour is Kadosh. Half an hour of thanking Hashem. Write yourself a list. Enjoy the moment. You're blessed. Everybody around us is blessed. And let us take that blessing make that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Hashem will automatically let the light shine bright.